Module 9 Implementation. After all of the hard work and research is complete, it's time to implement the program. This is the launch point for your plan and, if done right, can lead to success. According to the National Business Coalition on Health, Caterpillar Inc. reduced premiums by $75 a month for employees who completed a health risk assessment. Up to 90% of eligible employees participate. There are still a few more tasks on your to-do list. The tasks are fairly basic, but very important. To have a successful launch, you will need to get management support, test out your program, advertise the program, and acquire incentives. Get management support. Management support is crucial. Employees follow their leaders, and if the leader is on board, the employees will be also. Your goal is to have a supportive manager who encourages his employees to participate. Now, not every manager is just going to jump on board. Some will require factual encouragement. Be ready to give them the facts of why this program is important and how it will improve their departments. At the end of the day, the company is a business, and the financial bottom line is an important factor. Letting the management team know how a wellness program will boost their productivity is a huge push for support. Why is management support important? Aids in creating a culture of wellness. Having a management team that seems to care about its employees builds a stronger company foundation. Employees follow the example of their leaders. Management can aid in getting awareness about the program out to the employees. Test it out. For generations, Italian women have been making delicious meatballs. These handcrafted rounds of meat are great for spaghetti, sandwiches, soups, or just by themselves. What does this have to do with employee health and wellness? Part of the secret to creating a great meatball is testing out a small ball before processing the whole batch. This enables the cook to test the seasoning and make adjustments to the remainder of the batch. In health and wellness, you need to do the same thing. You don't want to launch the whole program only to find out that the program is flawed beyond repair. Start with a small part of the program, like offering gym membership discounts. Evaluate the response from employees, then address the other aspects of the program accordingly. You wouldn't buy a whole bottle of expensive perfume without testing it. Do the same to your employee health and wellness program. Get the word out. So creating this program is great unless no one knows about it. If your health and wellness team or committee has a marketing representative on it, this process may be much easier because they deal with advertising on a daily basis. If you don't have a marketing representative, it's fine. You can still get the word out. You want to get the word out to the whole company and make sure they don't forget about the program. There are many ways to do this, but the hard job is making it engaging and selecting the proper time and place to advertise. Having some sort of logo, color, font, or design can help in branding the program. This causes employees to recognize it through visual indicators. You can use those visual indicators on written communications about the program. There are many ways to post advertisements about your health and wellness program. Email messages, an article in the company newsletter, banners, posters, cards, flyers, and paycheck stuffers, word of mouth and announcements at meetings, intranet postings. Where to place advertisements in the company? On the employee entrance door, in the copy room, in the restroom, in the break room, in the elevators and/or staircases. Incentives. An incentive is something that motivates people to do an action. According to a survey from Fidelity Investments, almost 90% of employees offer wellness incentives to employees who work towards getting healthier. Rewards could be offered by participating, by the outcome, or by the employee's progress. Participation-based incentives are basically just incentives for participating in the program. This could include a t-shirt or gym membership. Outcome-based incentives are rewards for employees who reach certain health goals like BMI or blood pressure. An employee who had high cholesterol or has lowered it through diet and exercise could qualify for an outcome-based incentive. Progress-based incentives are rewards for the progress the employee has made, but doesn't hinge on them reaching the goal. If the employee's goal is to lose 100 pounds and he has lost 2 pounds a week for the past month, they may qualify for a progress-based incentive. Examples of incentives: free or low-cost screenings, free or discounted gym memberships, free or discounted immunizations, fun pedometers, water bottles, lunch coolers, fitness and food journal, pill boxes, t-shirts, stress reliever ball, cash incentives or gift certificates, vacation prizes, raffles and drawings. Case study. Over the past year, Jasmine has had a plethora of health issues. She has been in and out of the hospital because of her blood pressure. The strain of the medical issues has hit her hard both emotionally and financially. Jasmine has missed a lot of work, sometimes because she is too stressed out and depressed to come to work. Her boss requested that she speaks to Human Resources about her mental and medical status. While venting to the Human Resources representative, she was told that the company offers a support group for people going through tough times due to medical illness, and 3 free sessions of counseling with a licensed therapist. Jasmine was shocked that she was so unaware of the resources that were available to her and decided to take advantage of them. She also found out that the company has a contract with a gym that allows employees to work out there for free. Jasmine checked with her coworkers, and very few of them knew about the opportunities for wellness the company offered.